And I'm joined again by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live better, ways to live with the seasons, ways to deal with all of the other stresses that are in your life, ways to, be harmonious and also healthy, and to use alternative methods where you can to feel better and to get through things. COVID-19 has been sort of the 9,000-pound gorilla that's been in the room, and it's been probably a very stressful time for a lot of people, but as we're into August, this is, what is it, National Wellness Month? Is that right?
August is National Wellness Month, and it's also National Water Quality Month. And the number one thing that the National Wellness Association recommends that you do during the month of August is drink plenty of water, increase your water intake, make sure that you're drinking a lot of water. So I thought that those two things went pretty well hand in hand, that there's a lot of difference in water, difference in water quality. And a few years ago, I don't know if you remember, we did a show on pickle juice and pickles.
Right.
And so it's really important to keep yourself hydrated. Pickle juice is another thing that will help with that too. But it's very important if you're feeling stressed out, all of those kinds of things. If you're even sort of dehydrated, you are going to feel it in a lot of different ways.
And I think that's really where we are. There's a lot of people that are stressed, and water is, and wellness is all of this, the mind-body connection we talk about. I think finding ways to deal with stress, probably as well as dealing with and taking in a lot of water while you're dealing with stress, both are very important, aren't they?
It is important. And again, you know, not only can you put the water in your body by drinking it, you can get it from fruits and vegetables. They have a lot of water content to them.
Oh, we talked about watermelon.
We talked about watermelon last month. You can also do things like, one of the things as it talks about is doing some kind of meditation or something that makes you relaxing. Well, sitting down at the river, you know, we're right here on the river. It's beautiful. So that's another way that you can add that water element in there, you know, sort of a feng shui technique, that by having the water around you and hydrating yourself, that all helps you to come into balance too. So that's just a very relaxing thing. Going swimming, all of these things, that a lot of things have been shut down because of COVID, but you can still do those kinds of things to do that. So eat fresh fruits and vegetables, and go to the farmer's market, you know, go sit by the river, or just listen to waterfalls.
You mentioned the farmer's market, and a lot of these things that are at the farmer's market, they're eating fresh and eating local. Not only is it good, but it's the stuff that's in the grocery store has been come from who knows where.
That's true. And I just think that it's a lot of stuff that goes along with eating more healthy. And this is a very favorite time of year for me because of all of the fresh vegetables and things that are out there, the fresh fruits, the peaches, the cucumbers, everything. I just love this time of year, and the sweet corn will start to be coming too. But it's just important to do things and put good things into your body. And that's one of the things I've been really working on during this COVID thing, is that because I'm home all the time, I do a lot more cooking, and cooking from scratch. So I think that that's also important too. And I think we're seeing that even when you look at the grocery store aisles of what's missing. There's a lot of things missing that are like flour and sugar and butter and those things. But then there's lots of cake mixes that are still on the shelf. So I think people are doing more of those kinds of things. And that's a coping mechanism too, doing something you enjoy. Cooking can be a relaxing
thing.
Well,
what we have in terms of diet is we seem to have two different extremes here. We have those people that are really taking, understanding that, okay, hey, this is something I've got to get through. Eating healthy, drinking plenty of water, finding ways to de-stress, finding ways to walk, ride your bike or whatever. But at the same time, you have also people that are dealing with economic issues. And so getting, the 99-cent pizza and all of the junk foods and things like that that go in there, it tends to be one of those, two extremes. You can eat. Not necessarily eating healthy, but I guess what, you can turn it around one step at a time.
Yes, that's true too, and make those choices that are better too. But right now, of course, this time of year, those fresh fruits and vegetables are more affordable.
Exactly.
And so that's a really good thing to try to add that into your diet and things with that too. So, and again, you know, exercise or anything with that. Sleep is very important. You know, that's another thing, and restful sleep, not just sleeping, because I think I made the comment something to somebody, maybe it was you, Steve, the other day, like, I don't know where the summer went. I must have taken, too many naps or something, because it seems like the summer's over already. So I think that's the other thing that's happened during COVID, is that maybe people aren't on the same cycle and sleeping the way that they normally would and not getting as restful a sleep. So that can lead to stress, but it can also be a symptom of stress. So again, you know, stress, we can't underestimate how stress can really affect, like you said, both the physical body and the mental and emotional body as well.
And I guess the other question is the stress of unknown and the stress of not knowing. We really don't know when this thing's going to end. We were talking before we went on. We know when it began, but we have no real idea when this is going to end. And that is probably the most difficult thing, I think, for people to really, you know, put a handle on. Because if you don't know when it's going to end and you don't know how to plan, how do you move forward? And a lot of people are working from home, but a lot of other people are dealing with a great deal of financial stress too. So, I mean, there's so many things that are all working at the same time, but you're right. It's trying to find a way to get through it. And that seems to be about the only thing you can do. Get through one day at a time, right?
And it goes back to that eating the elephant one bite at a time. You know, it's like everybody always says, oh, yeah, well, at least there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And when you were speaking, that's what reminded me, is that we're in this tunnel and we're not seeing any light. We're not seeing any light. So we keep thinking, how much further is it? How much more is there to this that's going on? So you have to kind of just take back and maybe set yourself little goals or little milestone things that you can do that are something that's really fun, something that would bring you a lot of fun. And so that's something that you can be creative with. And I think we're seeing that too, is that people are starting to do more creative things and utilize that time more. So I hope people are doing that. But, you know, it's really important that you drink a lot of water and you drink quality water. We want to drink quality water. So I don't recommend tap water. If that's all you've got, that's great too. But, you know, and don't buy the drinking water, because that's just tap water in a bottle. So you want to look for spring water, or alkaline water is another one that I recommend.
And try not to drink if you can. Don't drink out of bottled water or the plastic bottles, because they tend to leach, and they also, especially if you're filling it up. I recommend having filtered water using a stainless steel that you can put in the refrigerator, and that way you tend to be, it tends to be something that you have with you. I just carry this around with me all day, fill it as I need it, and then move on. But that's just me. I think it's what you, as you were saying before, it's finding ways to cope. What works for everybody is, I guess, dealing with what you have to deal with, find ways to escape, and find ways to look ahead. And there may not seem a lot of light in the tunnel, but there is light. We just have to keep looking for it, right?
That's true. We have to keep looking for the light and have the faith that the light is going to be there.
There you go. It is Rhonda Reif joining me. Rhonda, if somebody wants more information, I know you've got some stress management tools available.
I do have some stress management tools, and I'm still doing a lot of stuff if you over the phone consultations, those kinds of things. And I still have the 2020 survival kits that are over $40 value. So they can give me a call at 319-752-0175, or they can find me on Facebook, Rhonda Reif, or Life's Pathways, and I'm just Google me. I'll come up in a lot of different ways.
All right. Rhonda Reif, again, what is it? Give me the website again, the best website.
Life's Pathways, LLC.com.
All right. Wellness Month. Find ways to be well. Find ways to be happy. Find ways to be feeling better, and drink plenty of water. And we'll talk again with Rhonda in the next month.
Thanks, Steve.